The 2018 Farm Bill has been handed off from Congress to the White House signing the measure, handing it off to USDA for implementation. Howdy, neighbors. I'm Ron Hayes with another Ag Perspectives podcast, and today we hear the comments of President Donald Trump as he signed the 2018 Farm Bill and turned it into the law of the land.
We are proudly joined today by so many members of Congress, Republicans, Democrats, who worked very, very hard on this bill. This was really an effort of everybody. It was a bipartisan success, something you don't hear too much about, but I think you will be. I actually believe we maybe will be over the coming period of time. I hope so. I think so. It's so good for the country. And I want to thank all of the people here, including the many Democrats who have really worked hard on this bill. They really have. I'll probably have to deny that I ever said that someday, but I won't do that because you really did. You worked very, very hard. And Mike, thank you, by the way. That was some job you did, I'll tell you. I watched you day and night work on this one, so that was really incredible. Thank you. Thank you very much. And the chairman of the House and Senate Agricultural Committees, that's Mike and Mike Conaway, and Senator Pat Roberts, who's another one. It was very inspiring to work very hard to get it done for these two guys because it meant so much to them. So I want to thank you. Great job. We're honored to be with state, local, and tribal leaders of the American agriculture, along with Zippy and all of the people, some of whom I introduced. One I have to introduce that has done such an incredible job, truly loves agriculture, and perhaps more importantly, loves the farmers and the ranchers, is our Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, special man. And you know, he plans sort of everything out. He sometimes can be a little bit deceiving. This one is smart. And today happens to be his birthday, right? So you planned that out, probably like you do everything else. Happy birthday. This is the best birthday present that's you could right. have, I think. Right. Knowing you with how much you love the farmers, this is the best.
Worked it all out.
Oh, it's fantastic, Jim. By signing this bill, we are protecting our crop insurance programs and funding that producers rely on in times of disaster. And I've told Sonny that, well, we had some pretty big problems in Alabama and Georgia with the hurricanes. Believe it or not, normally doesn't hit, but these were big and they hit. We're going to work it out so we can help those farmers, right? They got hit very hard. So we're going to work it out. Those two states in particular, and some others, but those two states got hit very, very hard, and certain parts of Florida, but we knew about that, and they're being taken care of, right? So work on that one, Sonny. That'll be great. Through fires, floods, and freezing weather, we will always stand with the American farmers. The Farm Bill doubles the amount of farmers that they can borrow to expand and improve their farms. It expands and goes all over rural broadband. We are doing broadband. Everyone wanted it so badly. It's amazing how sophisticated the whole farm industry has become. But it expands rural broadband and dedicates additional resources to fight the opioid crisis, a tremendous crisis that we have it down about 18%, but it's just not acceptable. It's an incredible problem for our country. It opens new markets for American agriculture all over the world. In addition to signing this critical legislation today, I am directing my administration to take immediate action on welfare reform. Thanks to our thriving economy, we've already lifted more than 4.6 million Americans off the food stamp roll since the election. And more work remains to be done. A lot more work remains to be done, but it's been incredible, the strides that we've made. And I will say it's really because of the fact that the economy is doing so well and the farms now are being lifted. And again, I'll go back to President Xi of China at our meeting 2 weeks ago. He's agreed to start purchasing tremendous amounts of farm product. You know that. You know that better than you were the first one I called, actually. In particular, soybeans. And they're starting that already, and I think you've already seen the signs of that, but they're starting that already. Millions of able-bodied working-age adults continue to collect food stamps without working or even looking for work. Our goal is to move these Americans from dependence to independence and into a good-paying job and rewarding career. Therefore, I have directed Secretary Perdue to use his authority under the law to close work requirement loopholes in the food stamp program. Under this new rule, able-bodied adults without dependents will have to work or look for work in order to receive their food stamps. Today's action will help Americans transition from welfare to gainful employment, strengthening families and uplifting communities. And that was a difficult thing to get done, but the farmers wanted it done. We all wanted it done. And I think in the end, it's going to make a lot of people very happy. It's called Work Rules, and Sonny is able, under this bill, to implement them through regulation. With the passage of the Farm Bill, we are delivering to the farmers and ranchers, who are the heart and soul of America, all sorts of things that they never even thought possible. We are ensuring that American agriculture will always feed our families, nourish our communities, power our commerce, and inspire our nation. And I am opening up massive new markets in order to do things with other countries. You know, we've opened various countries. Canada is an example. Canada is going to be much more open over the USMCA. It's a terrific document. It replaces the horrible NAFTA deal. It was a horrible deal for this country.